It's time now for the KSL in-depth. Hold on a second. I need to get this call. Hello?
Hello, this is Rachel at Cardholder Services.
Cardholder Service? I can't talk to you right now. I'm on the radio. You've probably all received robocalls just like that one. And the Utah Department of Commerce says a lot of Utahns are calling their office to complain. Executive Director Francine Gianni says she's even getting a barrage of calls herself.
And the calls are spoofed calls. So it looks like it's coming from a local, you know, an 801 area code to my phone. So I assume it's someone I know. And it, in fact, is not. It's a robocall. And so we've done a little bit of research. And, you know, I think we want to remind people to put those numbers, all of them, your cell phone numbers as well as your landline, if you still have those, to put it on the Do Not Call list. However, that is not a cure-all. I think we need to be very, very vigilant that we do not answer calls of numbers that we do not know.
Gianni says that may be hard for seniors who may not have caller ID on their phones. She says once you pick up the phone, you may get more calls.
Once you say, hello, 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 that tells the person on the other side that that's a live caller, that someone will either pick up at that point and begin speaking to you, or they will call back at another time. So just to give you a flavor of what's happened so far, in the last few days, I've gotten a call on solar panels for my roof. I'm pretty sure the call was from out of country. I've also gotten a call that my Microsoft program had a problem on my computer, which I do not have Microsoft. I do have an Apple product, so I do not have that. Those are just two calls in the last 3 days for me.
Sounds a little bit personal for Francine, huh? She says they're encouraging Utahns to check with their mobile phone providers to see if they can do anything about these calls. But Gianni also says there are apps or ways to block calls on your mobile phone. And she says the best way to avoid the calls is to not pick them up at all.